Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, 2024, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.3%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed and European markets largely higher in early trading. The US 10-year is up 3 basis points, yielding 4.16%. The dollar is softer against the euro, pound and yen. Gold is down, oil up, industrial metals mixed, and cryptocurrencies also mixed. Markets are somewhat in a holding pattern with the focus on Fed Chair Powell's semi-annual testimony later today. Powell is widely expected to reiterate the Fed needs to see more evidence that inflation is returning to target and that it can be patient on rate cuts. The comments will come against the backdrop of hawkish repricing as markets have dialed back rate cut expectations amid resilient growth and sticky inflation risks. However, it has not dampened upside momentum for equity markets, with earnings supportive, along with buybacks and dividends. Recent moves have increased the attention on the narrow leadership and positioning dynamics in the equity market. On the data front, Australian Q4 GDP came in line with consensus, and January retail sales came in line with the prior month. We also had South Korean February CPI coming in slightly above expectations, and German January trade balance above consensus. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we just have the weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, February ADP employment, January JOLTS, and the weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, the Financial Times reports that Lucid Group will need to raise funds again as it seeks to cut spending and increase output. Lucid Group CEO Peter Warlinson tells the FT that although the business has sufficient cash to last until 2025, it is inevitable that it will need to raise funds again in the future, and it's just a question of when. On today's earnings calendar, we just have Brown-Forman and Campbell Soup due to report before the open. Asian equities finished mixed on Wednesday. The Hang Seng bounced back from yesterday's losses, although it did finish off its high, and mainland benchmarks eased back a few points. Press takeaways from China's NPC meeting saw the announcements as underwhelming and cited the lack of forceful measures and substance to back up its economic goals. They also reinforced the gap between the government growth target of around 5% and the consensus forecasts of 4.6%. Skepticism towards achieving the targets this year is based on a combination of higher base comparisons amid sluggish growth momentum. And the Reserve Bank of India has extended its crackdown on India's non-bank finance companies. India's non-bank finance companies are facing more scrutiny, with JM Financial down some 20% after the RBI banned it from issuing loans against shares and debentures, citing serious deficiencies in loans sanctioned by the company after a review found it had aided customers bidding for IPO and NCD offerings using loaned funds. European markets have opened largely higher, with Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC and German DAX all trading up. Government sources confirmed on Tuesday that Chancellor Hunt will announce a 2 pence cut in national insurance tax to take effect from April, which has fueled speculation of a May general election. The cut in the taxes will cost £10 billion and follows the 2 pence cut in November, which came into effect in January. And the London Times has reported on increased optimism over European deal-making going forward after a difficult 2023. It highlighted that Morgan Stanley estimated that corporate buyers and private investors have built up a cash pile of $5.6 trillion and $2.5 trillion respectively to spend on deals. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.